This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your head and your mind as we get started in this hour of the DJB show. In case you haven't heard us talking about today, it's Friday, one day before Friday the 13th, which would make it Friday the 12th of October. Hooray, Friday the 13th comes, I don't know, some other time, but not this month. It's the 12th, and we are energized, ready to go here on the DJB program. Jennifer's out doing whatever she does for her other 13 jobs for the next couple of weeks. So Victoria Keelan here holding down the fort as she gets started with our trender.
Well, the White House has reached out to Nancy Brinker. Now, if that's not a name that you may know right off the top of your head, you will know what she does. She is the founder of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and she has been approached to be the new UN ambassador to the United Nations, and she would replace Nikki Haley, who announced on Tuesday that she'd be stepping down in January. She probably would leave earlier if someone new gets confirmed. And apparently, according to White House sources, because Brinker has already gone through Senate confirmation, she was the U.S. ambassador to Hungary and the chief of protocol at the State Department during President George W. Bush's administration. So the Trump administration, I guess, feels that she would have no problem getting confirmed. And she stepped down as the CEO of the Komen Foundation in 2012 after backlash over the group's decision to cut off funding to Planned Parenthood. She had said at the time that she didn't step down because of criticisms over funding. Kind of was a she said thing. Donations to the foundation dropped, and then the organization eventually, I guess, reinstated her. So she's been involved with the foundation, which is named after her sister, Susan Komen, who died from cancer. And so I don't know what other experience she has other than, I know we talk about the mismanagement of the Komen
Foundation.
Because
of her? Because of
her. I don't know if it's, is it because of her? I know those things usually come from the top.
She's made, if you look at the history of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Susan Komen would be rolling around in her grave if she looked at the financials of Susan G. Komen, how much money this woman has made, other people who have been in charge. When people give money, they expect it to go to the cause, to help, to aid, to, in this case, to research, help treat people. Instead, she has made millions of dollars over the years in the CEO position. And I've listened
to
her.
I'm all for, especially a woman making millions in a CEO position. I'm fine with all that, except I do have a very weird issue with nonprofits, people who are running nonprofits becoming millionaires because of that job. At what point did nonprofits start paying so well? I'd love
to
know.
Look what the Red Cross people make, the guy that runs
it. And Wounded Warriors, they had
$800,000 a year.
Wounded Warriors had the same problem that came out a bunch of years ago. It's just all these nonprofits. When did that flip? It started out supposedly as a nonprofit, not-for-profit organization. Mm. I just don't understand when that changed.
I'm surprised at it. He just keeps making bad choices as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to see him make some good choices for some of these jobs. She's a boob.
But it feels like, in light of the... that's kind of funny, actually. In light of the Brett Kavanaugh stuff and the Me Too movement having the one-year anniversary, it feels very like, let's just grab a woman that will pass through the Senate and let's put her in that position. I don't know. It just doesn't feel genuine to me.
We can all think about the people who we've had second thoughts of. I've never been a real solid fan of Nikki Haley, but she's doing actually quite a good job at the United Nations in any number of ways of acting her part, but doing her part, not just going through the motions. She was a hard worker.
Yeah.
You know, and the repayment for her this really, if we can stay with this thought for a second, Victoria, the way that she has been treated by the news media in the last 24 to 48 hours as she announced she was stepping down, there were some questions about her finances when she was approved for the spot. Apparently, she and her husband have dug a relatively small hole for themselves, debt-wise, and they've tried to work themselves out of it. Why is that my business, your business, anybody's business? The headline I saw yesterday on one of the news sites, now that she's out of the UN, Nikki Haley's finances become a focus. So I looked into it because I didn't remember ever hearing anything about it before. It's a bunch of nonsense. For God's sakes, I've been there. And so has anybody else who's been up and down and had to deal with the realities of the economy. I mean, look at just what happened yesterday.
Well, I didn't read anything that was scandalous. I just
no,
read that.
There wasn't. It was the headline.
Right.
And that's what people remember. There's no scandal there at all.
Yeah, but I just read that. Right, I just read that they have either their first child is going to college soon, or they have a second one about to start college, which is every family's dilemma.
And they got a couple of mortgages on a couple of pieces of property.
Right.
Okay,
so they're just like a typical American family. But I don't know. I didn't read anything that had a negative slant about that. That just seemed more of a matter of fact statement of why she would like to go back to the private sector, which makes all the sense in the world. I get that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder what your sources are, because it just seems like it's so negative all the time.
Yeah.
But,
well, you look at Huffington Post. I look at that every day because I think that that's something that I ought to at least be aware of what they're writing about. And Yahoo News and MSN and NBC.
But I agree with you, though. That shouldn't be a major storyline at all. But I guess it is public because of her position. But I have
people examining this woman, Susan G. Komen, and it isn't even
look
Susan
into those
Komen.
Finances.
Look into those deals and let the public know what sort of a person you're dealing with. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of finances, yesterday stock market went down. But it was, I think, over 2 days, 1,300 points or something like that. And there have been a lot of people who have you kind of laugh at this because it's so obvious what goes on here. This follows in my theme of don't do anything. If you do anything, buy some stock. Buy cannabis stock, for example, or things where you see them going up wild and crazy. The stock market, because the Fed increased the interest rate a quarter of a point, went down this week and has gone, I suppose, Jeff Bezos losing $9 billion. When you're worth $150 billion, it's kind of like you got $150 in your pocket and you spent $9 on gas. So
I always think it's kind of funny, though, when you read a headline like that. Jeff Bezos lost $9 billion.
Right.
It kind of hits you in the gut, and then you're like, oh, but he's got $145 left.
Yeah, right.
Not a big deal.
So anyway, there is this twist and turn on that one. This is another nonsensical. I could wonder about headlines you look at or we all look at. You can't read the whole story, so oftentimes you look at the headline and think, huh? And then maybe you do look into the story. But nobody's going to have a benefit for Jeff Bezos or any of the other people that may have lost on paper billions of dollars. Warren Buffett lost $4 billion on paper. I'm sure Bill Gates lost a couple of billion on paper. Michael Bloomberg lost a couple of billion on paper. So what? It's not. The thing is, these people manipulate these people, the people with the money, and more the institutions, Goldman Sachs, for example, any of the big brokers on Wall Street. They manipulate. This is an excuse. People sell off. The sell-off didn't come from people like you, me, whoever's got a 401k or some retirement account. That's not where individually. The people with the big money sold off. So that they could go back in today when the market stabilizes and buy stuff that is less expensive, value stocks that are less expensive because of this foolishness. People are the same everywhere. Oh, my God, look at the stock market. We better get out. Hello. The stock market is at 21.5 or something like that. So it's the same sort of things. We're talking about Bezos losing a couple of billion, going down 1,300 points or whatever it did in a couple of days, that's to be expected. There's nothing shocking about that. If it went down like that every day for a month, yeah, then there'd be something to be concerned about. But that's not going to happen. It just isn't. But there's that twist on things. Talking about money, those of you who have money in Wells Fargo, there are a lot of customers who are yanking a lot of money from the bank. 30% of their customers are at risk of dumping the bank stock and their accounts in the bank because the company is so badly run. There are scandals here and there are scandals there. Here's scandal, there's scandal everywhere. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Scandal. There's an online survey was taken this week of about 4,000 Americans that suggests Wells Fargo, these are people who are depositors of Wells Fargo, could lose $93 billion in deposits, representing about 7% of their total deposits. And the bank's no good without money in the bank because that's how they make their money. They loan other people's money. So the growing number of Wells Fargo customers who say they're just tired of dealing. It's kind of like dealing with a registry of motor vehicles or, you know, these big banks are so impersonal. They just don't give a damn, and you can tell that. It's all about them. So, anyway, Wells Fargo, I don't, are they still trying to sell the stuff that people don't want or need? That was where they got started, creating fake
accounts. They claim that they weren't going to be doing that anymore, that they weren't going to do, because they had all these incentives for bankers to open more accounts, and you get all kinds of incentives, and you get bonuses and trips and things like that. So they said that they took away those incentives so that everyone is just there, but I don't know. Yeah. My mom has an account at Wells Fargo, and she said if it wasn't such a hassle to go to the bank and close everything up and deal with all the stuff that she'd have to deal with, that she'd get rid of Wells Fargo, too. And I bet that a lot of people, especially with my mom's age, a lot of people probably feel that way.
Fancy Nancy, by the way, is Victoria's mother. In the next half hour, we'll talk about Hurricane Michael, the aftermath, big story of the week, certainly. And the aftermath is, who do you give to? Don't donate to the Red Cross. There are a lot of, there's an organization, excuse me, called Volunteer Florida that we may want to focus on, but that certainly will be a part of what we spend our time on. Plus, a big earthquake in Manhattan. We'll talk about that as well moving forward. Right now, I want to have you focus on your back. Is your back going out more? Are you having aches and pains? Is your back and the problems with your back slowing you down? Yeah. Think about all the things that you have to have your back, right? How do you work around if you don't have a good, strong back? So here's some great news for people who have back pain all the time. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it free. Free. Yep, free. This is a clinically tested herbal formula that provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me. I started using this formula a few days ago. I noticed a significant difference already. It's that good. Walking smoother and enjoying standing up straight, good posture. Purity Products has your back literally and figuratively. So don't wait any longer. At no cost to you, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping couple of bucks for that. Call them now at 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. Get the back relief you need and want right now. Purity Products, 800-291-4180.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Music, music, music. Those old jingles. Music time. Kid Rock is in the news because he's going to the White House, or did go to the White House. There was a bill signed yesterday by the president that aims to reform the way musical artists are paid for their work, called the Music Modernization Act. Don't you love, Victoria, how clever? Clever. These politicians are the name for the bills. Very clever. It focuses on those who listen, how much they listen, royalty payments to the artists that are being listened to. It actually guarantees that songwriters and artists get payments for recordings that go back before 1972. Improves compensation for works played on streaming and digital platforms. Actually, it was started by the guys who were known at the time as the Turtles, because they were kind of screwed out of their royalties. A lot of artists before the early 70s, that is, the big stars of the 60s, I think of the Ronettes as an example. Ronnie Spector sued Phil Spector and got $10 million out of him because he screwed her out of royalties that were due from all the songs the Ronettes did. And that was pretty much, that was the way these producers did things. And Phil Spector was notorious for it, but there are many others who didn't treat the musician fairly. And so, anyway, as things moved along, there still were problems. And so this bill improves compensation for those who are on the various platforms. Different genres of musicians attending the signing ceremony. Kid Rock said, quote, "This is a great start to protect songwriters, producers, engineers, the unsung heroes behind a lot of the songs that are out there. People like me, who are maybe more at the top of the food chain, really doesn't affect us very much, but I know a lot of people it does affect, so it's going to help out in a big way." Now, the law actually doesn't appear to have had a lot of opposition. It passed unanimously in the House and the Senate. Industry experts say it likely won't mean increased streaming costs. It just is a way of these people being paid better for their work. It happens so often this way. The people who have a lot of visibility get paid more, and maybe it's, you know, they ought to be paid more because they're the ones that get people to buy the music, but still, there are a lot of folks behind the scenes who do things that it's hard in some of these professions, even the visible professions like music. You wouldn't think people have a hard time eking out a living there. But I bet your husband, Victoria, who works behind the scenes in production of a lot of very important podcasts and stuff, I bet he sees that sort of thing going on in that business as well. It's a really basic, not suggesting he's getting it, but there are a lot of people who just don't get what they deserve. Maybe that's true in life, but this is a way of sort of codifying it. All right, so that takes care of that big deal from yesterday. Here's some info on Adam Levine. There's a new NBC talent contest, and thanks to Levine, songwriters are going to get the spotlight there. There's a series called Songland, 11 episodes of Songland, giving undisclosed, undiscovered songwriters a chance to create a big hit. It's going to take to make a hit record. And each episode of the show, five contestants will work with music producers and a recording artist to perfect tunes that they have already written. One winner per episode will have his or her song released as the artist's next single. It's actually kind of an interesting idea.
It's kind of fun to see the behind the scenes of how songs come to fruition,
again,
for sure.
Back to what we were talking about before. First episode includes Ryan Tedder of One Republic, songwriter Esther Dean, and a country singer-songwriter named Shane McNally. Charlie Puth is the recording artist. I don't know anything about him, do you?
He's a current, you know, sort of popular recording artist. So I guess they choose one artist to sing each of the three songs, or five songs, I guess, which kind of makes sense that it evens the playing field.
Yeah. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, teaming up with Adam Levine as executive producer of this TV show, would be contestants apply at an upcoming website NBC is going to set up. So, good luck to those of you who can get on that. It's 28 after the hour.
Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you
die. Environment shaped lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That Gatorneau went through.
Some residents of Florida's panhandle are saying their communities will never be the same after one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States comes ashore on Wednesday. At least six people are dead from Michael. Florida Governor Rick Scott says in Panama City and Mexico Beach it looks like something other than a hurricane came through.
It sort of looks like there was tornadoes, so you just see spots where, you know, everything was down.
U.S. lawmakers demanding answers after reports surfaced the government in Saudi Arabia could have murdered a Washington Post columnist inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake speaking angrily about it on the Senate floor yesterday. The president vows to get to the bottom of it with the Saudis. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Friday upon us again. Kara, every time we go through our Fridays, we think, wow, we're here already. And we are. End of the work week for a lot of people. And a focus on hopefully a good weekend for all of you. The story that has rattled Manhattan on the top of our mind. Victoria's going to give me her chuckle. Because we're not talking about Manhattan, i.e. New York and New York City. There's a small town called Manhattan, Montana. And early yesterday, I think it was, it's almost a 3 magnitude earthquake reported there. A small felt by five people in the area. Every once in a while you have to throw one of those ringers in just for fun. By the way, it's not far from Bozeman. Hi to all the people listening in Bozeman. Good. In Bozeman. It's near also, just so you get a focus on it, ladies, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen want to know if it's near Clyde Park. It is. Near Livingston, Montana. Four Corners, Montana. Big Sky, Montana. Sheridan. Whitehall. All those areas, okay? Big. The earthquake was down about a mile. No damage reported. Montana known for having seismic activity more than you would think. There were 100 earthquakes measuring 2.5 in magnitude there in the last year. You believe that? And there are a lot of places in the country, a lot of places around the world where this happens. So even though we have a little fun with it, but if you look at some of the videos that are around of some of these things, it's really pretty interesting to see how, and actually if you go back 100 years or so, there were a couple of pretty serious earthquakes in Montana because it's on one of the plates. And the plates keep moving and changing, and that's the way the world is. The earth, I shouldn't say the world, that's the way the earth is. And I've sort of been, do I sound too professorial when I go through this stuff? Because I feel like almost telling the same story that I told a few weeks ago when we had word of another earthquake someplace. So do you ladies get tired of listening to me be professorial when it comes to that stuff? Yeah,
that's
I can tell.
A big question.
Oh, of course it is. All right, let's celebrate National Farmers Day, shall we? This is a big deal. I'm a farmer, and celebrating farmers around the country, especially family farmers. You may or may not know that I do a podcast every week, which you can find. That's aimed at the farm, the small family farmer, the people who run family farm businesses, and mostly the locavores who eat and enjoy the products that we grow on our family farms. The family farmer has never been more in focus and never been more in a jam, I guess is probably the best way of putting it. Farming began about 12,000 years ago, at least that's what some say. It may go back further than that, because you had to eat. Farming wasn't considered going outside and seeing something on the ground and eating it to try to stay alive. It more had to do with the domestication of livestock. Hunter-gatherers settling down, trying to plan their own food. Farming is one of the oldest jobs, however, around on the planet. So maybe it would be worth your while when you go to the store today or you go to your farmer's market. I know we have the last farmer's market in Framingham this week. I think a lot of the farmer's market, because it's the end of the season.
First farmer's market tomorrow. I feel like
really?
So out of the season, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, having been around farms all my life, having been around animals all my life, having been, it's one of these things where the public doesn't always understand, and certainly the jurisdiction of the managing directors of public entities. For example, in my state, the Department of Motor Vehicles is just tone deaf to what's going on the farm. They keep hassling farmers with stupid stuff instead of supporting the family farm. Government doesn't seem to get it. So let's do our part to make sure that you express some kind of love to some farmer that you know. And acknowledge not only, I don't know if acknowledge is the important thing. Go buy some of the stuff on the farm. Great time for pumpkins. Wow. We have the ice cream bus at one of my nearby friend farms. Hanson's is around the corner. Hanson's farm around the corner from my farm. And they have a big pumpkin festival. And they have thousands and thousands and thousands of pumpkins voted the best pumpkin presentation in the state of Massachusetts, interesting enough. I gave them some big bales of hay, the wrap bales, you know, those big round 5x5 things, and he painted them orange, so they look like huge pumpkins. And it's fun. I think you probably could go, just for the heck of it, for a moment, Victoria, would you just see if you can find Hanson's Farm? If you just Google it, or
is
maybe...
Is it Ian or O-N?
It's O-N. H-A-N-S-O-N. Hansonfarm.com, I think it is. Anyway, farmers markets are important. You can shop there. I know they have some of the best farmers markets in California where I am part of the year. And it's a business. But maybe even better, plan now. This is what my daughter did with my grandson, to plant a small garden and watch the seeds grow. So he will understand where food comes from. So many youngsters today don't know where the milk comes from, where the fruit comes from, where the vegetables that they don't like to eat come from. So plant your own garden.
I think that there's something that's... My brother and his fiance have a really beautiful organic garden that they've been working on for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And it's so satisfying. I see how happy they are when they get, you know, big leaves of kale and when they get a little baby eggplant that grows. And I think if I had, you know, actual, like, soil room, I would probably want to try it out, too, because it just... I see how much satisfaction and fun they have with it. And when you get to eat something that you've grown yourself, it's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. I'm just looking up Hanson's farm.
Yeah, there are no pictures on that website.
Yeah, I don't see any either, which is not smart on their part. there aren't pictures, just what the activities are that are going on. But there is, in terms of where you can go for lots of weekend activities during the month of October, a lot of these family farms have big celebrations and Hanson, they have a haunted farm, that kind of stuff. But it's the agritourism business has become big, and that's changed the shape of some farms. Not necessarily for the better, as far as I'm concerned. Just kind of let yourself in on what goes on. It used to be that so many people were connected in one way or another to the farm. That's not the case today, because only 2%, actually less than 2% of the population grows the food for the other 98%. Many people are not estranged necessarily, but they just aren't around farmers. Farmers markets making a big resurgence. That's cool. If you want to know what is going on the farm, you can. Every week we have a different story that we tell, and I have some thoughts in the news of what's going on the farm. So the podcast, again, can be found at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com each week. This week we had a lady who wrote a book about a cow, and I was happy. Kara wasn't so happy when she was listening to me call the cows, Combos! Combos! That's what the book is called, Combos.
I was okay with it. My ears just were in a little bit of pain.
Okay.
They were bleeding.
Just a little
bit. Oh, come on. Please. All right, so that's that story. I wanted to spend a minute with all of you talking about the situation on donations, the kinds of things that are... that you ought to probably pay attention to in terms of what's going on. There are so many things happening this weekend to call attention to what the results are of the. I just had lost a story. Sorry about that. As you can tell, isn't that funny how we can now I'm moving from one screen to the other. I got three screens in front of me. I'm moving. Bing, bang, boom. I've gotten actually pretty good at it. Except when it's like somebody pulls the plug sometimes. Stuff just stops. I don't want to do this anymore. So if you want to donate to hurricane relief efforts, may I suggest, and may Victoria, you can pull up a couple that you'd like to suggest as well. As far as making donations are concerned, the folks at UNICEF, interestingly enough, have been supportive of some of these events, and that's not a bad place. The United Nations, the Children's Emergency Fund is what it is, and it seems to get more recognition this time of year because a lot of people collect money for UNICEF on Halloween instead of collecting candy, they collect money, or maybe both. So they're involved in this. There are a couple of other things. Children and Families at Risk is another good organization. Save the Children is a good organization, as I've said before, and I'm only going to say it once here, because I don't want to keep beating that drum. The Red Cross is not a good place to give your money to. They have way too much money. They don't manage it well, and a lot of it doesn't get to where you want it to go. So if you really want to help these people, the victims, the survivors, have you seen some of the pictures of the towns, especially the coastal towns? This was the biggest storm of the century, if not, you know, it was very powerful. 155 mile an hour winds at one point during the day on Wednesday. It is really a disaster down there. 375,000 people are out of their homes, and a lot of people just, I mean, you look at the pictures. We've seen so much of this, though. Does it seem that way this year, or is it just me? Cities and towns underwater, and just things ripped out of the ground, and it just seems, I'm more, either that or I'm more conscious of it. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I think that we're, I don't know that it's more, because we had, well, no, you know what, I think because Hurricane Harvey had a lot of flooding and damage and things like that in Houston, so we all saw that, but I think with the East Coast, when you see Florence, how much rain there was just everywhere, and then all the floodwaters and the storm surge, and then to have Hurricane Michael come in right after with the same thing, but even more of it, I think it just, it's just a really unfortunately timed phenomenon, and it's probably going to take a really long time for all of that damage to be assessed and for it to be on the road to recovery.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the solution is. Some people say we've got to change the way we live on the planet, fossil fuels, all that stuff. That may be part of it, but there is this just the way the cycle goes. And you can throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, well, can't we do something about it? Well, there are more people who live in these areas. Thus, the focus on the devastation is probably more. Back in the era, or back, we were talking about farming being 12,000 years old or more. You can be sure that during that era, on any coastal area, there were no houses. Because they knew to stay away from it. Plus, they couldn't grow any food. They couldn't survive along the coast. Unless they knew how to fish, and that was well into, you know, the early folks on the planet. There are some people who say human life goes back 30,000 years. Some people say it goes back 300,000 years. However, the first person that walked on the planet didn't know there were fish in the ocean. There may have been because of my philosophy. Okay, everybody get ready to roll your eyeballs back now, that people who are here came from other planets. Be interesting. Wouldn't it be interesting to know what the food source is? I was thinking about Matt Damon being on Mars and how he grew his food. Remember that from the movie, The Martian?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did people originally figure out how to grow food? It's really, where did the first seed come from? You ever wonder stuff like that, or am I the only one who's crazy enough to wonder stuff like that? Perhaps it is that
I am the only one
who wonders that.
You might be.
I could be. I'm moderately unique in my point of view, and I guess that's what makes for an interesting DJV show. Here's something that I want to promote because I think it's very good for you. Most of the things that we talk about here, that I talk about anyway, the things I promote are things that are good for you, natural homeopathic stuff or things like My Pillows. Use the promo code DJV this week to save up to 50%, in some cases 55%. On some of the things that they are promoting. They've introduced that new Premium Plus pillow, for example. But you can buy this week any pillow in the catalog. Buy one of any pillow, get the second one free. And so enjoy the sleeping, enjoy the travel pillow, whatever it is. Falling asleep for a lot of people is tough. Staying asleep is tough. You will not have that problem using products from MyPillow because all the innards are the same. The pillows, the reality is that Mike Lindell, who invented the pillow, was an engineer. He couldn't get a good night's rest, so he figured out how to make a pillow that would comfort his neck and his back and his head. And his passion became something that was, in a matter of fact, a great American business. Got 1,500 people working for him now. Huge factory in Minnesota. MyPillow. Get the MyPillow that you need right now by going to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV, 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no obligation quote.
1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here, as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one, starting at number five. The story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this is a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool to take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And researchers actually are advising the creation of no-selfie zones at high-risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right
bros.
off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. Yeah. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now, with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks. So it's crazy.
All right.
Just be careful when you're taking
be
a
careful.
Selfie.
Don't be a dummy. Number four is a focus on, like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes. Like that. Well, right. If you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And Now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
Aha! All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess is...
Yep, Metro PCS, right? Which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it, and they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis, so it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people will be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week,
like
right?
Yes, I like this. Yes,
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. It focuses on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly. Data breaches if your information has been hacked. Late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx. And bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Get them. All right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too. Both these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is, the top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.